This is a CBC podcast. Podcasts. Man, there are so many of them out there.
Hit it!
Podcast Playlist collects, selects, dissects the best. Podcast Playlist with hosts Matt Galloway and Lindsay Michael. Now with its own brand spanking new podcast. Imagine that. Find it at cbc.ca/podcast playlist or subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
From the Arden Theater in St. Albert, where our sound effects guy, Dave Clark, has once again brought his theremin in the hopes we'll use it in a sketch. And where, once again, we are not going to use it in a sketch. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Take your blood pressure pills and pull that stick out of your butt. It's Truth O'Clock. It's time for some no-holds-barred straight talk in the Truth Zone. Now, get ready to be outraged. Here's your host, the guy who tells it like it is, the guy whose guts you'll probably hate, but he doesn't give a rat's ass. It's Canada's most inflammatory radio host, Jerry the Truth McPherson.
Oh, am I making you mad? Too bad, because I don't care. I'm the only radio host in Canada with the balls to tell it like it is. And if that makes your blood boil, well, that's your problem, got it? All right, let's take some calls, see what's on your idiot minds today. Julia, you're in the Truth Zone.
I just wanted to call and say I think you're doing a great job.
Boring! Next caller, Sam, you're in the Truth Zone. Step up to the meat grinder, pal, because you're about to get chewed out.
Hey, Jerry. I think your show is great. I listen every day.
Well, if you listen every day, then maybe you need to get a damn life.
Yeah, maybe you're right, eh? Classic Jerry. Hey, have a great one.
Okay, all right. What is it with these callers today? Pablo on the car phone. You're on the most controversial radio show in Canada with the host you love to hate. What did I say to make you mad?
Oh, hey, Jerry. I just wanted to say I love you and I love your show.
What's the matter, Pablo? Do you not speak English?
Oh, no, I'm fluent. I just love you.
Okay, I'm getting pretty tired of these idiots.
Well, you certainly are entitled to your opinion.
No, I am not entitled to my opinion.
Well, I think you are.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on that one.
Well, okay, next caller. Alicia, you're on.
Hi, Jerry. Big fan.
Okay, are you guys nuts? You should be boiling mad. Have you heard any of my extreme views? They're outrageous, as in you should be outraged.
Well, to be honest, Jerry, sometimes you do say some things that are kind of extreme.
Aha! See, I knew it. I drive you nuts.
But at the same time, you're just a person like me or anyone else with feelings and hopes and dreams. And if your dream is to do a controversial radio show, then as Canadians, we support you and we wish you nothing but success.
Well, that is a... Well, I mean, I... God. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm doing this all wrong. Maybe it's time I accepted that Canadians, in our hearts, aren't filled with rage. We're kind and accepting. We're caring and loving. We're like a warm hug, a comfy blanket, a piping hot lemon echinacea tea from the farmer's market. That's what being Canadian is. Thank you, callers. I think you've changed me.
Jerry?
Yeah?
In this country, we drink double doubles from Tim Hortons, you son of a bitch!
So that's why we're all here, Gregory.
This is an intervention, bro.
I just want my little boy back.
You see? It's enough, Greg. It's enough.
I don't know what you're all talking about. I'm doing great.
Well,
I enjoy my job at the bank.
Gregory, no.
At least I will, until I lose interest.
Gregory.
Here we go.
Look, Greg, son, you have to stop making puns. Look at what you're doing to the people who love you.
You're hurting us so, so much.
This punning will destroy your marriage.
What do you know about my marriage? It was an emotional wedding. Even the cake was in tears.
Greg, listen to us. If you don't stop this, you are going to lose everything.
Well, I may be a banker, but I certainly don't want to wind up alone.
Martin, please. It's gone too far.
No, honey, I might not be able to control it.
But it's our only hope. If you love your son, you'll do this.
For my children.
Do it, Dad.
Okay, Linda, cover your ears. Greg, it's time to stop with all the cheesy puns.
Cheesy? I think my puns are pretty gouda.
Hey, yeah!
I'm serious, Greg. You better stop this right now.
Well, then you should...
There's no way we can stand any more of this.
Oh, well, in that case...
The Kurds are stacked against you, Greg. Eat damn it, son. Do you jalapeno what you're fondueing? How paneer are you to losing all your mozzarella relatives?
Mac and cheese?
My son, I can't.
You have no choice.
You have to, Dad.
He can't take it.
Finish it, Martin. Finish it.
It's fait accompli. You're going to end up provolone. In a cottage at the Stilton. You'll send your poor wife to bereavement counseling. And your mother will go crackers. She can't camembert this anymore. How dare you do this to us? How dare you do this to us, you monster?
Gregory.
Honey?
Forgive me, son. I love you.
He'll be fine. Let's carry him into his old bedroom. He'll feel safe there with his action figures.
Yeah, sure he will. Those will make you feel better the minute you're playing with them.
Michael? Michael? My other son!
No!
And now, The Irrelevant Show presents Beat Poetry by Your Parents.
My roof, my rules.
You are not leaving the house dressed like that.
Do you think that my name grows on trees?
Would it kill you
to pick up the phone?
Would it kill you
to visit your grandparents? What are you born in a barn? I'm not mad.
I am just disappointed.
Are you trying to heat the whole neighborhood?
If Jenny jumped off her bridge, would you jump off her bridge?
Do you have any idea
what time it is?
My roof. My roof.
Daddy-o.
Wait, Hank!
Oh, hello, sir.
Hank, can you hold up there a second?
Sure. What can I do for you, boss?
Hank, I need to talk to you about this email.
What about it?
Well, I received this email from you 3 minutes ago, and then I came over here for a drink of water, and then just now, you came out of the men's room.
Yes.
Hank, I have to ask.
Sir, I'm not sure this is an appropriate...
Don't lie to me, Hank. Not you.
Okay, sometimes...
Just spit it out.
Okay, yeah, sometimes I...
Just say it, Hank. I'm ready for it.
Sometimes I send emails from the toilet.
Oh, my God. Oh, I was not ready for that. Oh, you really blindsided me with that one, Hank. Okay. Oh, how long has this been going on?
I don't know. I guess since I got my new smartphone.
Oh, that was so long ago. Oh, you had one of the first ones. Oh, and to think I introduced you to my wife.
I don't see how that's related
to it. I am just so upset. I can barely look at you. Tell me, okay, on a daily basis, how many emails?
I don't know, like 4 or 5 a day?
4 or 5 a day? Why are you spending so much time in there? What are you, on a cleanse?
I'm sorry, I just...
My God! Hank, I trusted you. I was so proud of you, my most productive employee. I used to brag about your output. Your output, Hank! But you have made a mockery of this company, forcing everyone's eyes to pass over your latrine literature, your stall statements, your porcelain publications, your flush flashes, and I'm not even getting into your toilet tweets, which, I mean, my God, that takes it to a whole nother level.
It's a regular thing people do.
Oh, you're regular, Hank. You have made that clear. You're very regular. It's like I'm working with an all-brand commercial.
You're overreacting a bit, sir.
No, I am underreacting. You are taking us all into the bathroom with you with this behavior.
Oh, this is ridiculous. How can you even tell they're written on the toilet?
Oh, it is written all over them. Shall I read from the email you sent at 8:45? The quarterly reports are on the main drive, and you can download them. Whenever. Cheers, Hank.
Yeah?
Sir, I think you're reading into
Hank,
this.
Hank. This has to stop. Fire off your emails when you're driving like the rest of us.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show episodes or sketches, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, we always enjoy hearing from you. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Schrodinger's Cat, and at the same time, not brought to you by Schrodinger's Cat. Both of these things are equally true. Schrodinger's Cat, proud sponsor and proud not sponsor of The Irrelevant Show.
Now, please welcome our musical guest, who is Kieran Martin Murphy, and one who isn't. It's Kieran Martin Murphy and Jan Randall.
Hello, my name's George, 20 years a CPA. My life is one routine, nothing changes day to day. But for 2 weeks every year, I release the beast in me at a Mexican all-inclusive. My wild side runs free, and I become Vacation Jorge. Blood boiling, passions rage, Vacation Jorge. Like a man 9/10 his age, stage, he's a hero among men as he stays up way past 10. Vacation Jorge, bathing in tequila, he's the man I want to be. Sprints into the ocean, sometimes right up to the knee. His wife burns with lust, who's this man she doesn't know? Look, he's swimming, but she saw him eat less than half an hour ago. She's swooning for Vacation Jorge. Lives like it's always New Year's Eve. Vacation Jorge. Sometimes he doesn't wear long sleeves. People yawn when George arrives, but Jorge always gets high fives. Vacation Jorge drinks margaritas, always orders dos, strides the beach in his red Speedos, socks with his sandals, keeps the sand off his toes. Such are the ways of Vacation Jorge. Always a party in his room. Vacation Jorge. He says who instead of whom. It's well past eight. He's still in bed and his skin's turned lobster red. Vacation Jorge. Vacation Jorge. The Jorge Fiesta never ends. Vacation Jorge. These strangers are his new best friends. He comes home sunbaked, tired and ill, and counts down the months until he's Vacation Jorge. Vacation Jorge. Vacation Jorge.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Doug. Hey, listen, our power's out over here. It might be the storm. Yeah, who knows? You got power over there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look at that, eh? Lucky you. Must just be the south side, then. I guess we'll just have to make do.
Steve, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah. No, I know that. I know that. It's just so quiet without the whir of the appliances, you know? I can't hear anything but my own thoughts. It's dark in here. Hey, you know, it's funny. You never know how much you need power until it's gone. Until it's all gone. Everything's gone.
Hey, Steve, we're gonna get you through this, okay?
Everything's gone.
Steve, you need to listen to me right now. It's important that you keep yourself busy, okay?
Right. Yeah, good idea. I'm gonna go load up some Netflix and watch some shows.
Wait, Steve? Steve?
Okay, I'm grabbing the remote.
No, Steve, I have to tell you something.
I'm pressing the
Steve,
remote.
Steve, wait, no!
Oh my God. Oh my God, the Netflix doesn't work. What's happening?
It runs on power,
no!
Steve!
Okay. That's okay. I guess I'm just gonna have to do something old timey, eh? I'll watch some VHS. Yeah. Haven't seen Mrs. Doubtfire in a while. Oh God. Oh God, the VHS, it runs on power too! How old is power?
Steve, you can't watch anything right now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, I'm just gonna go to the kitchen. Gonna make myself some tea, something warm to sip on, you know? Like,
Like the pioneers did.
Steve, listen to me.
I'm in the kitchen now, turning on the kettle.
Steve, wait.
Oh, God. Not the kettle, too. The microwave. The microwave doesn't work. The iron. It doesn't work. My pinball machine doesn't work. Even the taps don't. What? The taps work. Well, how do the taps work? I don't get it.
Steve, you need to sit down and take a breath.
The taps work. The mirror still works. We must have the power. What are the rules?
Steve, you need to sit down right now. The chairs don't run on power!
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, man, this is worse than the time we went camping.
Are you sucking your thumb?
Sorry. I'll hold the microphone farther away. Oh, God. I'm losing battery on my cell phone. It says 10% left, but we all know that means it's gonna cut out in about 6. I won't be able to charge it. I don't have much time left.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Just keep talking.
Okay. I'm here, and I'm gonna keep talking.
Tell me about all the power you're using right now.
I'm using so much power right now. Well, I got a roast in the oven, and I was just watching some Netflix.
You got any lights on?
Yeah, I got a reading light on.
Hold the phone up to the light for me.
Okay, I'm doing it. It is.
I knew you'd say it was bright. Hey, Doug.
Yeah, buddy?
Can you turn some more lights on for me? You know, turn them all on. You know, maybe I'll be able to see the glow of your house from here. I'd like that. Maybe I'll...
Okay. I'm turning them all on, every single one for you, Steve. Steve? Steve? Steve!
Honey, why are all the lights on?
Oh, Steve just lost his power.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I liked him.
Listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Brousen,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and introducing Donovan Workin.
Live music by Kieran Martin Murphy and music maestro Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Theremin not played in this show by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Michael Balazzo, Peter Brown, James Hartnett, Carly Heffernan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock with assistance from Nick Strasky and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
The Irrelevant Show is coming to BC. We'll record all new episodes in Vancouver on Wednesday, March 16th, and in Kelowna, Friday, March 18th. For tickets, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Next week, a guru shares the secret to eternal life, not how to become physically immortal, but how to find those awful moments that feel like they drag on forever.
The doors to eternity are all around you. Watch the World Series of Poker on TV. Ask a woman who isn't pregnant when she's due. Listen to a drum solo. Start watching the Super Bowl pregame show right when it starts. And live 2 full months before the game even kicks off.
Eternal life.
Listen to Hey Jude all the way to the end.
Nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah.
The secrets to experiencing eternal life, next week on The Irrelevant Show.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.